Peace and blessings. It's Tuesday morning. Time to get up, y'all.
Yeah. Like I said, Canada, what up? What is the Ghost SP? I've been trying to get there for a minute.
Can't go to Canada. Dude, I'm a hammer work, hit the border. They tell me turn around and he banned the ghost. Man. What about the kush that I plan to smoke? Hip hop is sick. You know the kid is the antidote. In the past, I might have split a nigga cantaloupe. Bet you he was born first. I'd rather do a song first.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. It's Taco Tuesday. It's April 23rd, 2024. I hope everyone's doing well out there. I hope life's treating you well out there. I hope you did something good for somebody yesterday, and I hope you'll do something good for somebody today. Stay safe out here, whatever it is you got going on. Get that money legally. And also, I want to say thanks for listening. Any of my family that's listening right now, I love you. Any friends, acquaintances, strangers, whoever, I appreciate you listening. Really, really do. So on today's episode, Michelle and I are going to be, we got up super early. I don't know, we went to bed early and we just like both woke up. She woke up like 5 minutes before I did, and then I woke up. And then we went and got some cigarettes and got gas and stuff like that, let the dog out. She finally went back to bed. I'm still up, just putting some content together, sipping some coffee, you know, checking the news out and stuff, and hollering at y'all. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking, you know, more race stuff. If you're not interested in that, you know, then you can go on and check something else out. I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about race. We're going to be talking about stereotypes. I have some video clips I'm going to play about some crazy, sick cases here that are going on. It's just some of the stuff that people are out here doing is just ridiculous now. And then, you know, me and Michelle just, you know, have conversations about things like, you know how we do. So please enjoy. Enjoy the clips. Thanks for listening. And I'll get back to this Styles P.
Give a damn of what you spit in the booth. Better make your ringtone, keep your bling on. Say anything and try to get your sing on. Me, I'm just laughing, rolling, rolling while I'm rolling. And the caddy that's golden. No, I ain't a pimp or gorilla pimp. I'm just a poet that all the killers with for spitting that real shit. A few of y'all MCs, most of y'all illegit. Right? Static selector.
The grill is gone, the shit is pathetic. Please forget it.
Give me some water, take my supplements, pharmacy for life.
Niggas is like the best man, but my right hand can't trust my left hand.
And my big head can't trust my little head. Did a lot of bullshit for a little bread. Air it all day, like I'm aerosol spray. Came up doing G shit, can hear it all day. Like niggas yelling cops coming clear the hallways. I know about the dope sales, 5-star hotels. Fake niggas ride the real niggas' coattails. Fuck coats though, we throwing on the V-necks. Transforming like Autobots and D-sets. If you ain't getting murdered in your G-check, tell him that the Phantom is back. That mean the Hawk in the can of his back. Yeah. And all I know is pain, so I'm handing all that. I like to fly real high and then land in the back. What up?
That's for the ghost boobs.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. Cold World Podcast. It's 3:34 in the morning. Michelle and I are up. Sipping coffee. Colectivo coffee. Watching the news. I don't know why we woke up. We just popped up. Maybe it's because we went to bed real early or some shit. So, let's see what's going on. Hey, baby.
Yes.
So, this is from the Black History Studies.
Mm-hmm.
Without black inventors, you wouldn't have these and much, much more.
Oh, okay.
So, these are some black inventors that people may not know invented these things. So the first product is the elevator, which was invented. And these are all black inventors too. So Alexander Miles created the elevator in 1867. Thomas Marshall created the fire extinguisher in 1872. Thomas A. Carrington created the stethoscope in 1876. Louis Latimer created the light bulb. Sarah Boone created the ironing board. Paul L. Downing created the mailbox. John L. Love created the pencil sharpener. Garrett Morgan created traffic lights. Charles Drew created the blood plasma bag in 1945. And Frederick M. Jones created the air conditioning unit in 1949. Yep. Black inventors. We just probably assume that white people did all that stuff. Yeah, we make things too. Want to hear what the rapists and pedophiles are out here doing, babe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is from the Expose Racists and Pedos website. This is a cop, white cop. Cop raped woman while her child watched. Justin Hain. Is that how you pronounce that? Justin Hain?
Yeah.
H-A-I-N?
Yeah.
Justin Hain forcibly raped this woman despite being told to absolutely not touch her. Cop in this says he didn't intentionally rape the woman. The victim's child was in the room when police officer Justin Hain raped. Hold on. This is getting kind of hectic. Says the victim's child was in the room when police officer Justin Hain raped her. Justin Hain's bail was set at $50,000 and has bonded out. They gave this rapist $50,000 bond and he raped her in front of her own child. The thin blue line is at it again. Here, I got some audio we're going to play.
Who was arrested in this case is a police officer who works here at the Steelton Borough. Justin Hain is facing charges including rape and other offenses.
I'm going to run that back.
Who was arrested in this case is a police officer who works here at the Steelton Borough. Steelton police officer Justin Hain is facing charges including offenses, according
Very
to state
delicious.
Police. A trooper wrote in charging documents that a woman said Hain on Wednesday forced himself on her despite telling him not to touch her. The child was also allegedly present at the time of the incident.
These are very disturbing
charges. Dauphin County District Attorney Fran Chardo says after the victim reported what happened to police, investigators arranged to record a phone conversation between the victim and Hain.
The wiretap was an important step in this case to get, you know, the defendant's version of events. And, you know, he made important admissions on that recorded interview, you know, basically conceding that it happened.
The DA says Hain has previously worked in the Dauphin County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Royalton and Middletown Police Departments. Mayor Sierra Dent in Steelton confirmed Hain's suspension from the Borough Police Force, but would not say if he is suspended with or without pay.
Ready for this one, baby? This is, from Gina Marini from Eyewitness News, Channel 8, ABC. So this white lady starved her 14-year-old daughter, and she got a $250,000 bond. So let's see what happened here. Okay, here we go.
We're learning more about the 14-year-old who died in Boone County. Her mother is charged with child neglect causing death. Daniel Burbank joins us live in the studio after talking exclusively with a family member and an educator who taught her. Daniel?
Gina, her name is Kennedy Miller. I spoke with several of her former teachers and a family member. Today, they're remembering Kennedy, not for how she died, but as she lived. This is a photo of Kennedy Miller while she attended Brookview Elementary in Boone County.
Oh, she was a beautiful girl. So smart and so funny, and just when you saw Emma, you saw Kennedy. When you saw Kennedy, you saw Emma.
That's Julianne Stone Miller's first cousin, Jessica Stone. Julie Miller is charged in connection with her daughter's death. Jessica Stone says they vacationed with Kennedy, and she always loved singing.
And of course, we will beat ourselves up to the day that I die for not kicking that door down and demanding to see her.
Jessica Stone says for years they asked about Kennedy and claimed CPS and law enforcement were asked to check on her. Eyewitness News is working to confirm that information from authorities, Stone adding she's trying to think of the fun memories. According to a criminal complaint, Miller's grandmother told deputies she hadn't attended school since late 2019 or early 2020. Teacher Amber Coakley says she first met Kennedy Miller when she auditioned for a music solo at Brookview.
Because I just adored her voice so much, and it's something I save as an educator to show future students that this is how you do it.
Other teachers told us off camera she was smart, vibrant, and happy.
Here's another one. This is per capita thug who bombed Planned Parenthood clinic, had plans to start a race war. This is a white Marine. He's been sentenced to only 9 years in prison. So he bombed a Planned Parenthood clinic. He was planning to start a race war. White guy. So let's get the video together here.
His part in a firebombing attack on a Planned Parenthood clinic in Costa Mesa. 24-year-old Chance Brannon was sentenced today to 9 years in federal prison.
That's it.
A Molotov cocktail at the clinic entrance during the early morning hours.
Shit, I got five for a forgery.
2022. Brannon pleaded guilty back in November. Two others, Xavier Batten of Brooksville, Florida, and Tibet Ergel of Irvine, have also pleaded guilty and are awaiting sentencing. Brannon also admitted to planning more attacks at other various sites in Southern California, including a Southern California Edison substation and an LGBTQ Pride Night celebration at Dodger Stadium.
See, that's what I was saying too about the California trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought it'd be smarter, and I ain't ever been out there, but I thought it'd be smarter to, you know, stay somewhere in Southern California. You know what I mean? Where it's more probably black and brown people, it's probably a little more mm-hmm. democratic. And like we were saying, like, didn't you say, because like you didn't even really mention that to me about like when you were doing the research mm-hmm. for the California trip, because afterwards you were telling me like, okay, well, I think we'll go here because it's What were you saying? Like, what, you were literally like checking.
I was looking at the demographics of the areas. Just because I wanted you to feel comfortable. And not that we should, like, have to do that.
But in the world we live in, you kind of got to.
Why should we spend all that money and time off of work and whatever, go there to have a good time, and you don't feel comfortable?
Right.
Because, like, I don't want to sit in a hotel room the whole time.
Right.
But I don't want you to be like, oh, I don't feel like doing that, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or just feeling like everybody's looking at you a certain way, because I know you feel that way.
Sometimes.
Yeah, so I just want to be comfortable.
And those, because these are the type of people that fucking, you know, because it says this Marine, it said he planned on attacking. Well, the firebomb was at a South California clinic, and it's saying he had other attacks planned for other Southern California places. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, let's see, what do we got here? Uh-oh. This guy's looking up people's shirts and shit. See what this creep is up to.
Excuse me, what are you doing? No, I just saw you put that underneath her dress. Absolutely you did. You absolutely did. Then show me your phone.
White pedophiles.
No, I'm gonna call security. You absolutely did, and you were following me over in the children's section.
Because I have a sister who's pregnant. Ma'am, I really
wasn't. You've been actually local this whole time. I show you. No. Really, let's get security. Because this is absolutely wrong.
Wow.
No, you obviously did.
Dude put the camera on the floor up under her skirt as she was bent down.
Oh, I was trying to.
She had her fucking. Like, they were shopping, I think they're, it looks like they're at a bookstore or something like that, and this lady's, like, bent down, kind of like, and she's looking at the book, and then this dude is, like, behind her, and, like, he's kneeling, too, and then he's got, like, his left arm down, and his phone is, like, on the floor, and you can see, like, he's trying to position it to get a, you know, to get a photo shot of up under her. Her dress or skirt or whatever. Yeah, this is a white fella. Says 21-year-old civilization builder gets caught brazenly violating a woman. Yep, this guy. Okay, let's see what else we got here. American teenager is sentenced to 50 years in jail for raping a toddler after he was groomed online by predatory British pedophile 4,500 miles away, who has also been sentenced to 18 years after social media company tipped off police. Here's another one. Police officer arrested for raping a 1-year-old baby. The 1-year-old baby girl is receiving treatment at the Hershey Medical Center after a brutal rape left her with broken bones. Stephen Cugini, who is a York City police officer and a U.S. Army National Guard cavalry scout, has been arrested on raping a 1-year-old baby. The baby's mother and Cugini initially lied and claimed the injuries happened during a bathtub fall and an accident with the family dog. But investigators say text messages show Cugini take responsibility in that he later told police the injuries happened while the infant was in his car alone. They actually gave him a bond of $200,000. The thin blue line, you bitches. So I'm gonna play the audio here.
And this police affidavit alleges 28-year-old Stephen Cugini, a now suspended York City police officer, raped and sexually assaulted his girlfriend's 1-year-old baby girl for the past several days.
You hear this shit, baby?
Locked up in the Dolphin County prison.
These are all $1,000, cops and people that we're supposed to trust, and they're supposed to protect and serve.
County in Springinsbury Township, York County, during the past several days. The abuse caused significant injuries to the baby. A Pennsylvania State Police affidavit shows a daycare worker at the YMCA in Halifax noticed serious injuries to the 13-month-old baby girl after she was dropped off Monday morning. The worker called police. The court records show a trooper found bruises all over the baby, including the face, head, and vaginal area.
Bitch.
Taken to Penn State Hershey Medical Center, where a doctor found the baby's leg was broken and she was the victim of sexual violence. The baby's mother initially told police the bruising happened during a fall in the bathtub at their Elizabethville home, and later due to an accident.
And then the excuses they come up with are so lame.
Police made similar statements, but investigators revealed text messages retrieved from the mother's phone show Kajini acknowledging responsibility for the baby's bruises. The affidavit states Kajini told police on Tuesday the injuries occurred while he was caring for the child alone. York's Police Commissioner Michael Muldrow sent a statement to News 8, reading in part, "If the allegations are founded, trust and believe I'll be the first to take swift and definitive action against them." And no one answered at the Elizabethville home when we went there and knocked on the door. The daycare did not wish to comment about the case. Live in the-
Babe, do you think racism is ever going to go away?
No.
I don't either.
I wish it would, but no.
As long as people,
but I also feel like it's always like an ever-changing thing. Like we have some periods of time where
it doesn't seem
it's calmed down. Like, you know, I feel
his perception of it is
perception.
Calmed down.
Like I feel like
because it's always racism's always alive and kicking.
Yes, I feel like Trump's rhetoric made people feel comfortable being open about their racism, whereas before they hid it, right?
Yeah.
And they just kept it to inside their home,
right.
with their friends, that kind of thing. But now I feel like people feel like it's okay.
Because the bitch Trump is.
And
he's saying
he's saying
the shit that they actually have been thinking in their brains the whole time.
Right, and people like him, you know, they. He made it, like, acceptable?
To just say whatever the fuck you want. Because you see that, because a lot of them people are like, yeah, they act similar. They say all this stuff, and it's just like, there's no accountability for the shit either now.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying people acted that way or said stuff like that, didn't do that before him. I'm just saying, you know, he made it, like, acceptable to act that way, right? For some, not
for
acceptable
them.
To me, but
right.
It, you know, like you wouldn't be persecuted if you spoke how you felt, kind of thing. But then I also, at the flip of it, you see people like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You
right.
know, you can't treat us like that. You can't treat my friend like that. You know, you see white people upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that minorities are treated a certain way. You know, like,
yeah.
It's so divided now.
I think racism isn't going to end until, mm-hmm. I mean, unless you take people's sight away, unless we all become blind,
right.
deaf. Because, like, I was thinking, like, okay, well, if everyone was blind, you wouldn't be able to see people to, like, be racist. But I'm like, but you'd still be able to hear people's voices. You'd be able to be
right.
like, oh, that's a black dude. Oh, that's a white. So people would
right.
still be able to.
And bigger picture, like to broaden it out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to get rid of judgmental people.
Oh, that's here to stay. As long
you know
as people
I mean?
Have a brain in their
yes.
head, like people are always.
Because
right.
not only do people judge people based on their race or, you know, where they're. And ancestors are from,
mm-hmm.
then the next layer is where you fall on the income bracket.
A lot of it nowadays,
right?
A ton of stuff is race, but a lot of stuff, it's either economic status and or race. Those two are it, but a lot of it is economic, because like we were talking about, it's a lot of like white poor people or that are struggling that white rich people or well-off people can't stand. You know
and
what
like,
I mean?
And
they don't like them.
We've talked about that before. I think that happens in every race.
Yep.
Where
yes.
within your race, then it's like, oh, well, you know, I make $100,000 a year.
You're only making 30.
You only make 30. We are not the same.
Right. That's
it's that. Just like, I'm black.
Or, you are, you know, too. Like, you should be where I'm
like,
at.
I'm white. You're black. We are not the same. I'm, you know, Mexican. You're black. We are not the same. And so then it's same with economics.
Yeah.
I make this. You make that. We are not the same. This is my job. And you work at a factory.
You have a jobby job.
You have a jobby job and I have a career. We are not the same. So, like, it's so...
Hell yeah, that's exactly.
There's so many layers to inequality.
Yeah,
it's, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I often wonder what it's like in other countries.
As far as how they just look at race and economics and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, for real. I mean,
I'm sure it happens, but like, you just don't hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Just like the policing styles.
Policing style.
Like
is
in Japan, like their policing style is.
their governments mm-hmm. are different. When I watch those To Catch a Smuggler shows.
Yeah.
Just the way that they handle people coming from another country.
Oh yeah.
Is so more like. Sophisticated.
Yes, and and I think just the mind frame is different too. They're not looking at everyone that's coming in or going out like as terrorists and criminals or up to stuff. You know what I mean?
No,
I feel
they
like
check everybody. Like, why are you coming here?
Right.
What are
they,
you up to?
But it's not like it seems like with us, the U.S., like our border is. It's like we're always thinking people are up to something when they're coming through in a way.
Right,
but when we go places,
right.
It's like we don't expect to get bothered with or like we want to be able to go wherever the fuck we want.
Right.
As Americans, but we don't want nobody else coming in. Like
I watched this one. This lady was going to New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
and something about her luggage or whatever. They just were wondering,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed off.
Right.
So they asked her, and she said she was on an extended vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So then they asked her, you have to have, like, your itinerary of what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
So then they asked her, like, all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she said she was going to go sightseeing. And they're like, oh, what are you going to see? She was naming shit that isn't even in New Zealand. She was a sex worker, it turned out.
Oh.
It was, and what it was like the type of clothing that was in her luggage was not something that you would wear.
It was like sex clothes.
To go hiking or something, right. You know, like she only had stilettos and mini skirts or something, you know, like
mm-hmm.
it just wasn't something like us versus them.
That us versus?
You see it everywhere. You see it.
That us versus?
Different news outlets are. You know,
it's like CNN is the Crips
like,
and Fox
right,
is the Bloods and
right,
shit.
Right. We'll see.
No, CNN
red,
will be the Bloods
so, yeah.
and shit and the
like,
Fox
you know,
or the
like
Crips.
CNN blames Fox for stuff. Fox blames CNN for stuff.
Shout out CNN. We fuck with CNN.
Exactly.
We fuck
yeah,
with
Lord
CNN. Shout out Lord Coach. Shout out Abby Phillips.
But you know, you see that everywhere. You see it with local government, you see it with, you know, like whenever anything happens around here in Milwaukee, they blame the mayor, they blame the sheriff lady,
right.
They blame Chief Norman.
Right, like Chief Norman's supposed to get up out of bed and stop all the crime and shit.
You can't and like,
but
honestly,
they need to be better communicators.
Correct, correct. And the thing is
because
that
they want us. I'm sorry, baby. They want us, the community, they're always telling us, You know, if you see something, say something. We need the community's involvement. We can't do this alone and all this and that and shit. And look, perfect example, the Sade Robinson case. And I'm not making this up. Sade Robinson, on the interview, you heard it too, baby. She said that the police basically had nothing to do with them finding Sade's remains. She said it was community people, family, friends, strangers that were finding the body parts and shit and doing all the research and helping them and stuff like that and being in their corner and stuff like that.
And that's great. It just, like, it sucks that it was community people that
we shouldn't have to do that stuff.
Shouldn't have to do
it. We should be, like, the ones helping do that stuff. We shouldn't be the ones out there doing the police work.
Yeah.
And telling them, hey, we found body parts, and then they get to take the credit for it. Authorities found body parts. No, the community fucking did.
And I do feel like that's, they're also in a tough situation, because when it's like an active investigation like this is, they can't disclose everything they know.
But they could be better with communicating. Like, if you're done... Like, if you found all body... And I'm just using this example. If you guys have found all the body parts...
Then
say that the body parts have been found. So people aren't out still looking for an arm. Or some shit like that. Or tell us you're still looking for the fucking head. Like, because it's obvious. Okay, you found a leg. You found the torso. You found... okay, so it's like people can just figure in their head. Okay, well, they're still looking for her head. Like, you've already gave us all the gory details.
Right.
Everyone has read the criminal complaint. Everyone has been through all of this shit before, through the Dahmer shit, through all the stuff. Just be honest with us. Say we're still looking for the head.
Right.
I mean, fuck, man.
I just, they're in a tough spot, I get it, because you can't disclose your whole case or whatever.
Right.
Especially before they read the, like, the search warrants and that, you know, like, until that becomes public and everything, because you have to keep the integrity of the case and everything, and I get that.
And they found blood. That blood? So, right, wait, baby, weren't you telling me that there's a new criminal complaint, updated one?
It was just amended, and the only...
Can you get your hands on it? I know you can.
Yeah, but the only thing that they amended was that some of the blood that they found in his home that they thought was hers...
In the staircase or whatever?
In the stairwell, I think. Yeah. But, like, the DNA results have now come back, and it's not hers.
So that means it's somebody else's, though, which...
They didn't say it was his, and I honestly feel like they would be like, it was determined that it was the defendant's own blood.
Right. So that means...
So it's a non-issue. The blood we found is a non-issue. It's his own.
Which they didn't say. They're basically saying it's not Sade's.
It's someone else's.
So it's looking like this dude is a serial killer.
Yeah,
that would be my guess. I don't think you wake up at 33 years old and you just start doing... It sounds like he killed her within a 2-hour period. He killed her, chopped her up, put her in her car, and drove around and threw her body parts all around.
And then, like,
no one just does that for the first time, does all of that.
And then, like, did he go back home and clean up? You know, because otherwise, wouldn't it be, like, just gore?
I think he started getting on the bus and stuff.
No, I'm saying, like, before he was arrested, he had a 12-hour time period before they arrested him.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, between the murder and... Because they arrested him, like, on the 2nd, I think?
Yep. Mm.
A racist teaching her baby what was passed down from her family generation after generation. The mother and father are so proud they taught their baby the N-word and posted it on Twitter. No one calls it X.
Right.
For validation from other racists in 2024. The tweet says, my daughter literally said the N-word. I'm so proud of her.
Okay, let's cue this video up. We're gonna run it back. It don't sound like the baby saying the N-word.
No.
But there's a video, and it's from this Isabella Moody. And someone basically is putting her on blast. But she says, this is from Isabella Moody, and she says, my daughter literally said the N-word. I'm so proud of her. It's a little white baby they got on here basically trying to get her to say nigger. Little baby. You can hear it's a baby. And listen how excited these white people are, like,
like the baby doesn't know any better. Like,
right, this little, horrible. Ain't it? Fucking punks. Yeah, they're starting them early.
16 years, that girl's gonna see that video of herself and probably be like, oh my God, my parents suck. Right?
Exactly, yep. Because that shit is out there forever now. Uh-oh, what's this one? A trans vampire has been convicted for raping a sick... Oh, my goodness. A trans vampire has been convicted. This is a white fella. Trans guy. I mean, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about the race of the individual. A trans vampire has been convicted for raping a 16-year-old disabled black girl and for killing a disabled black man. Adam, a man who identified as a vampire, has been convicted of raping 16-year-old girl with learning difficulties while under investigation for strangling a man to death. Wow. Adam Sabrina Hetke, 35, has already been jailed 2 times for sex offenses against women dating back to 2007, and police warned that he had a high probability to reoffend when he was released in 2016. Why was this man given so many chances after raping multiple women and children? And this is April 16, 2024. This was updated on April 16th. 2024, yeah, so he killed this black dude, man, this bitch ass dude. Let me see if there's some audio on this real quick. So come to find out, this story, this transgender woman story, this person is from Wisconsin, actually. It says a transgender woman who identified as a vampire has been convicted of sexually terrorizing a 16-year-old Wisconsin girl with learning difficulties while under investigating for strangling a man to death in her home. That was a black dude she strangled, she or he. Adam Sabrina Hetke, 35. So I'm trying to find a video on here, and there isn't one. But it says a Wisconsin transgender woman identifying as a vampire who was convicted last week for the sexual assault of a disabled girl is set to head to trial for the strangulation death of a disabled man. Adam Hetke, 35, a biological male who identifies as a woman and vampire under the name Sabrina, was convicted in a Waukesha County court of first-degree sexual assault by threatening the use of a dangerous weapon and second-degree sexual assault of a mentally ill victim, according to a report citing court documents. Finally got the video.
He's 35 years old and is being convicted of terrorizing a 16-year-old with learning difficulties while at the same time being investigated for strangling a man to death in Milwaukee after telling a friend, I killed him, God can't bring him back, but I can because I'm the devil. It was only after Adam assaulted the 16-year-old that Adam was finally arrested for murder. Don't vampires almost have like hypnotic abilities to some extent? Or am I thinking of Dracula? But here's what this report generally says. Adam had begun identifying as a woman when Adam was freed in November 2020 on a mandatory release. 5 months later, while living in a house in the Concordia neighborhood of Milwaukee, Adam invited a man with learning difficulties around Riddell Thompson Moody, who was 28 years old, was found dead in the house in the following morning with a 15-foot electrical cord underneath him and marks through his neck and forehead. One of the housemates told police that Adam had been bullying Thompson Moody and wrapped a cord around his neck. One of the roommates, funny enough, told the police that Adam apparently was removing demons from Thompson Moody. And the logic that was being used was, tighten in the cord, more demons would come out. Eventually, the housemates actually had to step in to pull Adam off of the guest. And then you guessed it, when...
Yeah, that's some sick ass shit, man. Some of these white people would be out here on some extra bullshit, man. I didn't hear anything about this damn case. Hold on.
Adam had keeping on identifying as a woman when Adam was freed in November of 2020 on a mandatory release. 5 months later, while living in the house in the Concordia neighborhood of Milwaukee, Adam invited a man with learning difficulties around. Riddell Thompson Moody, who was 28 years old, was found dead in the house in the following morning with a 15-foot electrical cord underneath him and marks through his neck and forehead. One of the housemates told police that Adam had been bullying Thompson Moody and wrapped a cord around his neck. One of the roommates, funny enough, told the police that Adam apparently was removing demons from Thompson Moody. And the logic that was being used was, tightening the cord, more demons would come out. Eventually, the housemates actually had to step in to pull Adam off of the guest. And then...
I just pause it for a second, man. I'm gonna just say and be brutally honest. Some of you white parents need to raise your white kids better. That's just a fucking fact. I don't care who's offended by it. Because some of these... This is a white fella. Torched and killed a black dude. Pretty much for no reason. Dude invited him over there and all that shit and killed him. Like, I don't even really remember this damn story, man. This shit pisses me off. But some of y'all need to raise your kids better, man. Because a lot of these white kids sometimes out here, they'll be lonely and sad, depressed. They don't know how to deal with people or just fucking communicate with people. They have no life skills. You know what I mean? They'll be sad and depressed and shit. And then they fucking don't know how to interact with people. You know what I'm saying? And this is what you get sometimes. These type of people. They'll be emotionally fucked up.
You guessed it. When all of the housemates all went to sleep, all of a sudden, that same guest that was being choked out was dead the next morning. And I already told you how this person died. Cord marks around their neck. See, here's the thing. This was all told to police. And within 24 hours, Hedke was arrested. Adam's statement was that Thompson, when he was actually possessed, ended up stabbing himself and put a cord around his neck and choked his own self out. All the while still claiming that the demons had been properly exorcised from the body. Now, with all of this information piling up, do you believe that there was a discharge days later on administrative release as investigators struggled to pin charges? Basically, they were stating that there wasn't quite enough evidence just yet. But hold on, we're not done. It gets dumber. So Thompson Moody, the person that passed away, the person that was choked to death, yeah, his mom decided to take matters into her own hands and managed to track down another of the housemates who told her that Hedke had admitted to wanting to kill her son for being, quote-unquote, disrespectful. So the mom decided to take the findings all the way to police and decided
some
to
more coffee.
Interview into the housemates, one of whom had stated that Hedke had admitted to killing after being released from their custody. So with all of that information, police took that evidence and then rearrested, but not before Adam had sexually assaulted a girl that was a teenage girl in Waukesha. Adam threatened this girl with a knife and then was making claims that he was a vampire. Eventually, there was some charges that were laid down 3 days later with first degree sexual assault with a dangerous weapon and second degree sexual assault of a mentally disabled person. Adam,
that's some cold-blooded shit, man. That is some cold-blooded shit. Oh, public service announcement. If there's anyone out there, right, and you're looking to, you know, boost your product or your business or whatever it is you got going on, as long as the shit is legit, and you have been in business for at least a year and your business is at least somewhat thriving and
doesn't look like you're going to shut it down in the next month or two or anything like that. And as long as your product or your service or whatever it is that you are doing isn't Donald Trumpy or Republican-y or anything like that, you know, because if it's anything that has anything to do with that type of shit, I don't want to be involved with it. If it's something legit, something democratic, you know what I'm saying? Something black or brown or something, you know what I'm saying? Some, a legit ass business, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a black or brown person, but like it's a legit ass business, something that's, you know, going places, and you want to work with Michelle and I and sponsor our show, you know what I'm saying? We can work together. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have any sponsors. We don't, you know, everything you can hear on a podcast is just us on there talking. So, you know, I thought I'd put that out there. So if anyone's interested in sponsoring, you know, our podcast, depending on your product, we will be willing to help promote your product so we can team up on some stuff. So if anyone's interested, hit this number up, 262-385-3219. Once again, 262-385-3219. Just leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll get back with you. Okay? So if anyone's interested in that, hit me up and we'll have a conversation and see if we can work something out. Okay? No games though. No games. All right, I'm going to get some music together here and holler at y'all in a minute.
Everybody whispering, all I hear is whispers. Bullets start whispering.
Little Styles P for y'all.
Like they hear that money talk, then hear it whisper. Just another pussycat in a minute's whiskers. I'll be with them. Niggas text your mama up. Text you every day late on that calendar. I'll be with them. Shoot up every beat you got. Knock off every front, you ain't gon' hear the drop. Find me with them. Oh, this business never personal. Paper come up short, we got a earth for few. Find me with them. Oh, this loyalty is loyalty. Bullet for a bullet, take the whole free.
Militia. Yo, Corey G, you and Z, privately rude to me. Diamonds be like I just got them from Jubilee. Hot them indubitably. Watch how you move with me. Try to get googly, blobbity, loopity. Shots at them stupidly. Hop in a hoopty, if not the Suzuki. I'm not for the dookie. My clock a bit kooky. No smokers will spin through your block for three loosies. So why would you boost me to go find a can like it's time for a brewski? They saying it when popping and y'all with the groupies. Y'all live in movies. I usually watch with the Uzi right by the jacuzzi. I don't think you the truth till I see the Yakuza and Koofies. The definition of salute me is shoot me on the ankle. The 22 is cute, but on the waist, the Ruger's doofy. You lose is goofy and I'm true to duty. She riding like it's Uber duty and she sliding like it's scuba duty. Now hold the gravel when I do the doobie. They say I'm hardly outside, but whenever I do be,
I be with them. All my niggas certified animals rolling on manual overdrive. You can see the set, nigga. Everyone's a threat, nigga. Fucking with the best, nigga. I kill you for a friend of mine. Kill you for a friend of ours. Loyal to the end of time. You can kiss the ring, nigga. Started as peasants, now we kings, nigga. Everybody whispering. All I hear is whispers. Bullets start whistling. Blaming on whispers. You know. Seventh letter, eighth letter, OST, ST, OST, Cups, get that weight better for straight shit, and know that beat, that beat.
Yeah, turn that shit up, Diesel. Graveyard shit. This is what we do. Strong be avenged. All my niggas gangster, never been pretenders. Yank said you was, but you ain't. And what's your agenda? Big blessings. Niggas swear they callin' shots, but never send no message. We already got the answers, ain't no need to guess it. Shoot us. Thank you.
shit machine. It's that vibe right here, drop shit, I love it. Let's get it. Should've been done with it, but I'm so dumb with it. You could pick a rapper, then tell him to come get it. For some, it's unfitted, funky like sun shitted. Supposed to be gangsters, but they acting like dumb bitches. Man, gotta pound the Jungle Boys in my lungs with it. Shout out the fight, use the beat and have fun with it. I'm gon' run with it like bass in a cop chase. You a piece of shit, all to spit in your pop face.
They just gave the city of Milwaukee $12 million to plant some damn trees. And don't get me wrong, I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with trees, man. There's nothing wrong with trees. But $12 million, man, for that? So that means someone had to ask for that. Then they had to will and deal, agree to it, and then they had to sign off and all that. Like, really? Man, I'd rather y'all build a couple grocery stores or something. Like, I mean, like, good grocery stores in the city. Like, why are people scared to put, like, good grocery stores in the inner city? Like, man, dude, like, because why do we have to go out? Because really, other than the few grocery stores that, like, you would consider in the city of Milwaukee, like, whether they're Pick and Save or whatever, like, most of the grocery stores, you got to go out to the suburbs, whether it's Shorewood, Glendale, you know what I'm saying, Metro Market and shit like that. Or if you don't live on the east side or downtown, you know what I'm saying, you're venturing out to one of them grocery stores, or the one in Glendale, that what's the one on Silver Spring in Green Bay, or you're going out to the one off of Green Tree or whatever that is, or you're going to Metro Market in Shorewood. That's where a lot of black people end up grocery shopping anyways. Shit. Yeah, man. I mean, that's fine, but I'm saying, but like $12 million for that? I know that, man, you could probably fix a lot of shit up with it. I'd rather them use that $12 million towards the lead laterals. Shit. Yeah, I just saw that on my phone. You know, I was scrolling through and I saw that. I'm sitting here watching the Orlando game, Cleveland game. We're about to make some pizza and stuff. And then the New York Philly games on too right now, so I got both the TV set up. But yeah, I saw that. I'm like, dang, that's a lot of money. $12 million. There's gotta be some significant stuff that you could fix up and repair with $12 million. I'm just saying, I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with trees, but for that amount of money, man, that could have went towards something. Like, damn, man, I don't even know. I'm just saying, man, that's, yeah, that's a lot of money, though. I wish that could have been used for something else. That big a chunk of money, that's all I'm saying. I'm going to get back to the game, though. But we'll be to holler at y'all later, though. And like that Max Anderson, too. That killer, dude that killed Sade Robinson. Like, he ain't gonna do his time here. If he does do time here, it's gonna be a Dodge, you know, Dodge Correctional Institution, because Dodge is actually a max. It's considered a max joint. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where they'll send a lot of people that got, like, those real, like, kind of high-profile crimes sometimes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They may be worried about somebody doing something to one of them or something. Like, I think the Department of Corrections learned from, like, the Jeffrey Dahmer and Jesse Anderson situation, you know what I'm saying? When Christopher Scarver ended up killing him and shit. Because, yeah, them dudes, they were working in the gym and shit at Portage. That was crazy, too, because I remember I ended up at Portage or Columbia. It's the same thing. The prison's actually called Columbia, but it's in Portage, Wisconsin. So, people just call it Columbia, people just call it Portage, whatever. But I remember I had went there. This was after all that Dahmer stuff, after Scarver had killed them, Christopher Scarver. This was after that. But I remember I had went to Portage prison for a couple months, because that's when I was waiting to go to boot camp. There was a dorm. It was like they had a dorm. It was like a minimum dorm that was like attached to the back of the prison, And that's where they were holding people that were waiting to go to boot camp and stuff. They were sending people there. You know what I'm saying? That, as a matter of fact, that lets you know how overcrowded prisons were back then. And this was in, when was I there? 2002? Yep, I went there for like 2 months, yep, at Columbia Prison, or Portage, whatever you want to call it. It was their minimum barracks. I went there for like 2 months to wait to go to boot camp. But I'm saying, because there's no, in no other situation are they going to have a minimum barracks attached to a maximum security prison. You know what I'm saying? But that shows you how overcrowded the prisons were. You know what I'm saying? That they were just sending people wherever they could to create bed space. Yeah, so they had us back basically in the back of a maximum security prison. You know, but like we are separated. You know, there was a fence around like our barracks and all that stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? But and when you're in max, it's like they're not moving around anyways. You know, you're in your cell all the time anyways. So, but it was just like, dang. But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, they're going to learn from that. So, but it was crazy when I was there, because when I was there waiting to go to boot camp, like, you know, they allowed us to go to rec and shit and play ball or whatever. So we would go to the gym. And I remember when the first time I was in there, I was like, dang, you know, not only was it fucked up, you know, just that you're in prison, you know what I mean? Because that was my second time going. So I was already like, damn, I messed up. You know, came back to the joint. So, you know, you're already kind of down about that and shit and feeling fucked up about that. And then, too, you're like, damn, man, I'm in the prison. I'm in the locker room because, you know, you're going to the locker room and stuff like that. I was like, I'm literally in the locker room like the dude got killed in. Because that's where Dahmer got killed in. He got killed in the locker room area of the gym and shit. So it was kind of eerie, you know. I was like, dang, man, I'm in the locker room, I'm in the gym where dude got killed. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like a reality check. Like, dude, man, you got to quit messing up, dude. Like, you're in prison. You know what I'm saying? You're in a place where, like, a serial killer, you know what I'm saying, this world-famous serial killer was in prison at and then got murdered by another inmate. You know what I'm saying? And like, you're literally in the locker room where all that happened. Like, dude, you got to get your life together. You're in prison. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just kind of like, let me really understand how, like, real, like, my life was. Like, I ain't supposed to be in here. I'm supposed to be out working a job, being with my family, raising my child. And I'm here in this. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just, it was like, the different, like what I should have been doing versus like my reality. It's just like, this shit is crazy. It's just like, I'm like one of a handful of people that are like experiencing this stuff. It's like, yeah, I got to get things together. You know what I mean? But yeah, that was crazy. That was a crazy experience. But yeah, I just wanted to say that, but get some more content together. We're just like about to make food. I'm waiting for Michelle to get back. She took her daughter to go look at an apartment and stuff like that. So I'm just waiting for her to get back. And then we're going to make some pizza and finish watching these games. And just want to say I hope everyone's doing well. And, yeah, just enjoying these games and just relax time. Got today and tomorrow off and then be back to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll be in touch with y'all. So be looking out if people are up late or whatever. You know, I'll be downloading episodes at all kinds of times. You know what I'm saying? So just be looking for that. Peace.
This place could be in the Hollywood, not in the hood. That was very phony, but you did good. The eighth wonder of the world. Anyway, good. I'm glad you guys came out. This is great. No, they always trick black people to come somewhere to arrest them. They call it a sting, I think. Before I get to do what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to you for a little bit because, I don't know, white folks just went crazy. I don't know if you've seen Planet of the Apes. White people are on drugs, trust me. If you've seen it, it's a little scary, isn't it? But the little prostitute ape looks like Joan Rivers. That made me laugh. They're just living in real strange times. I mean, they've been looking for this little Jewish girl in Washington. You know, the one that's missing, which is scary. Because I, for my feelings, I just think she was pregnant. I just think it was her body that was a problem. Because they could have had her set up, murdered, raped, killed, all this stuff. But her body, she'll never be found. Because she was pregnant by Congressman Serial Killer. And you notice that white people have the complexion for the protection. They're always protected. When white people do dirt, there are excuses. They were molested as children. They were loners. They were a nerd. This is all you hear. You know, whenever white people get in trouble, that's what you keep hearing. Reasons why they're crazy. Black folks, niggas are just crazy niggas. But white people, there's an excuse for them. And this one white man they had on death row, you see, I mean, every day was an excuse. They couldn't kill that white man. He has a cold. We can't do it today. It may have been a mistrial. But this man has admitted just blowing up children, women and children. The white people tried their best not to kill that white man. They just can't bring themselves to do it. They were marching, lighting candles, singing. It's against God. We've got to save them. Let there be somebody black on death row. This is what they do with the candle. This is reality. And that's why I'm having this love affair with the Chinese people. I am into Chinese people. Every time I see the Chinese, I kiss them. They're not scared of white folks. I finally found a race that are not afraid of white people. I love the Chinese. They didn't give a damn. They weren't giving that plane up. They finally sent it back in little Chinese puzzle pieces. But the white folks was over there all up in their face, you know. We want the plane back. Talking all that stuff. They even sent that black man, Powell, they sent him over there. They told him, he said, wait a minute, nigga. Now, wait, now just a minute. The last nigga over here up in our face, we put on a box of rice. You better go on back to Washington.